Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I'm Renzi. Level 2 has begun. Quickest 120 minutes in sports talk and television. Now we wait on the Steen roller right now. He'll give us a KC perspective of this game. And, you know, it's easy to forget. Everybody, like, is talking so much about the Buffalo and the Kansas City game. The Philadelphia-Washington game, pretty intriguing football game as well. Can Jaden Daniels take this next step and take the team to the Super Bowl in his rookie season? And for people that didn't see the footage today, Jalen Hurts was a participant at the Eagles practice today, but you could see from the footage that he was far from comfortable. Like, you could tell he was sort of hopping. He wasn't really, like, stepping. There was a lot of, like, yeah, I don't want to put pressure on this. And Sal Palatonio, who's been around forever covering the Philadelphia Eagles, said, you know, if they had to play right now, this would be a problem, right? Like, he basically, like, I think that Jalen, he's more hurt than people are letting on, I think. Or, like, he's hurt. The thing is with him, he's always hurt. Yeah. And another thing with him is he is super tough. So he's hurt all the time. But he's also super tough. So he's going to play. But, you know, he had a hard time with his mobility, you could see, against the Rams. The Rams really lit him up. But I got to tell you, too, Cap, he got hit really late in the game a couple of times.
Yes, he did.
They were needless times for him to get hit, too. But he got smoked once. Another time he kind of landed awkwardly on his knee, and he got pushed backwards. Like, the Rams really were hitting. Like, that was a really hard-hitting game last week. Like, the Rams were seriously throwing their helmet. Like, they were throwing the fastballs at the Eagles. They were playing, like, contact football. And Washington aren't hiding it. Their defensive coordinator today basically said, we're going to hit Jalen, like, hard. Like, basically. He said, like, kind of what the Rams did. He goes, if he wants to run, he's going to pay the price for it because we're ready. So Hurts is going to, you know, it's up to Saquon Barkley here. Like, it really is. Because I don't know if, like, I don't think Hurts can beat them really through the air if it turns into a track meet. As we saw, the Lions couldn't keep up with the Washington Commanders. So I think the Commanders have a legit shot against the Eagles.
I do too, Gabe. I'm going to tell you something, buddy. I've been riding the Commanders, as you know, for a very long time. That's one team I've attached myself to, and I believe they can win the game outright as well. They have great players. Brown is picking it up on the receiving side with Terry McLaurin, who is an absolute beast who never complains. Daniels is a lethal guy on third and short, fourth down, almost unstoppable on bootlegs. This is the beautiful thing. Dan Quinn has taken the approach of, it's us versus the world. We're playing with house money. And the one thing that Washington has, too, they have some smart veterans on their team. I worry a little bit about their secondary, but I will say this. They can score on Philadelphia, and I think Eckler, to Paul Bovey's point and your point, is going to have a huge game. Dunk-offs, you know, keep Carter and those guys working against them that are momentum, and I think Washington can move the sticks, Gabe. I think they can win. I'm with you, and I think Jalen Hurts is banged up as well, a lot more than people think.
Eckler is great out of the backfield, and they are going to dump it off a lot because they're going to look to try to nullify the defensive line of the Philadelphia Eagles. Brown was great. And last week I was all over Brown, and it was like 32 and a half yards, and he got it basically on the first catch of the game. It was one of those, oh, boom. But there was a lot of those. And similar situation, guys, especially in the playoffs, you can't go wrong with the tight ends. Yeah. And everybody was on the Schultz bandwagon last week, like everybody. And the number kept going up. And what happened? Schultz caught like a 37-yard pass, like for the first pass of the game. And he basically, yeah, was, his prop was 37 and a half. And he got to 37. Same thing with Brown last week. It was like 32 and a half, whatever. He got the big catch right away. They have bumped it up a little bit to 42 and a half. But as I stated, my own personal belief is the Commanders are going to sell all the F out to try to stop Saquon Barkley. And yep, that's going to leave the middle of the field open for Jalen Hurts. And the easiest person he's going to be able to compete a pass to, because the Commander secondary's got a lot better, is going to be Dallas Goedert. So it's at 40 and a half. But conversely, you got Zach Ertz going up against his former team, kind of flying under the radar here too. Only 32 and a half yards receiving for Zach Ertz. Let's bring in the steamroller right now. And I wonder who Scott's pulling for on Sunday. How you doing, steamroller?
Steamroller.
What's going on, man?
I mean, I'm pretty neutral. I was wondering. Like, yeah.
You're
already for the game.
Holy jeez.
I thought you were going to be
Andy Hillhead over here. Holy jeez. Look at this guy. This guy's packed.
Still, I will be on Sunday. I will be. But like I said earlier in the day, and last week I was kind of nervous about Baltimore. I was like, man, I can't believe we've got to play the Ravens so early in the playoffs. And I did fear Lamar a bit. And I respect KC, so I'm not taking it for granted or anything. But this week I feel different. Like Buffalo, you know this, Scott. Buffalo and KC, we played each other so many times. It's been seven times since 2020 now. It's like there's nothing, there's no unknown element to this. You know what I'm saying? It's like a UFC fight, man, with two fighters that have fought. It's like the fit. We're like Gray Maynard and Frankie Edgar now. It's like part five. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, you know what to expect. You know what hotel. You know what the food tastes. You know what I mean? Like, there's no surprises coming for anybody. But for me, I am restless. Like, I wish we were kicking off this game, like, in the morning or something. And it looks like you're ready to go already, too. But, hey, it is almost Friday, Scott.
Yeah, we're there. We're getting there, buddy. Are you coming into town? When do you get here?
Well, I'm going to be in New Orleans. I'm going to be in New Orleans next week, win or bust. And I got to be real. I can't handle talking about the Kansas City Chiefs on Media Row all week again. Like, there's nothing more to say. Oh, Taylor Swift is here. Like, I'm done.
I'm done.
Oh, man. It's over. Like, I can't take it. Exactly. And you know this, Scott. It's basically the world against Kansas City. Like, Buffalo has that motto. They sell T-shirts, Buffalo versus the world and all that. But this really is. You guys, that's what happens. I'm a Dodger fan, and it's the same thing. I get it. People, like, freaking hate the Dodgers with a passion. We won once now or twice in, like, 5 years. So that's what happens. So it really is true. You see, even players on the Ravens were telling the Bills after, congratulations, we hope you beat KC. Like, they all said that on the field to them after.
Well, you know, and that's what happens when you can't do it yourself. You got to have somebody else do it. So,
this guy's the best.
Hey, man, you want to go beat up? It's like getting your big brother to go beat up the bully. Like, I can't handle him, but maybe you can take care of him for me. You know what? I got to tell you, dude, and you know this is right. I haven't picked the Chiefs right all year. I like the Bills this week.
Wow.
I really do.
You're playing it safe. And you did like the Texans plus the points last week, and we sort of got lucky. Because it depends on when you bet it. There was late line move. They closed at 9.5. Like, right before kickoff, it was 9.5. So then that teaser, the teasers were in play, but then that safety, brought the cover into play depending on when you bet it. So I know you were on the Texans last week, but the Buffalo Bills look like the better football team. If we just eliminated that, all right, KC are the two-time defending champions. From what you've seen this year, you'd have to say, Scott, the Bills are the better football team.
Oh, there's no question about it. There's absolutely no question about it. You know, that Matt Araiza thing last week, I know people were pissed off. He took off through that end zone like he saw a teenage girl in the front row, man. He was bolting. So that was
that was justice for all the other all stuff, right. Scott. They're like, you know, let Houston cover the 9.5. Come on, it's been tough.
Yeah, I think he had some money on that.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Sure. Get some great money done.
What I like, I just like the sound of silence that came over the stadium when everyone realized, oh, we're not going to cover.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's his Sports Reg. I'm Renzi. We got the steamroller in the house, and Scott goes to Kansas City games. In KC, but I'll ask you: Have you been to one of the many Super Bowls that they've been to over the last years?
I have not, and I'll tell you why, man. I worry that it'd be like paying $10,000 to sit front row at a boxing match and it's over in 3 seconds. If you go and it's a terrible game and you've spent $20,000 on getting there and all the stuff that goes with it, I just think of too many other things I could do with that money. So no, I
bet on the game.
Pay to live,
it's true though, you get into that type of money and it's like, all right, yeah, it'd be cool if you're super rich, like fine, no problem, but
right,
it's super heartbreaking after if you lose. Imagine, like, you know, you spend 10 dimes, $8,000 to get to the Super Bowl, and then the Bills lose. I'll be like, all right, this is great. Like, you know what I mean? The next day will suck. Like, everything will just suck. Like, it's not good.
A lot of money. You're owed $20,000. You live in a nice area in Vancouver. I already did the math, steamroller. 14-month mortgage. Sorry, bro. I got to live. Like, you know what I mean? Like, sorry, what am I going to do? Where's the money coming from, you know? Like, it's gone.
Whenever a team has a five, they go, I bet that's going to be a long flight home. They don't ever think about the fans that spent $20,000 and got to fly home.
Exactly.
Oh, God. Yeah. No, it's just.
Southwest, 6 in the morning or some crap. You know, no. And you know what?
Yeah, like Viking. You know, there were some Viking fans like that. They went to Detroit for the Detroit game, and then they hung in there, and they went to Arizona for the Ram game. If I was a Viking fan that did that, I'd be like, yeah, I'm never traveling to see them again. Like, I'm not doing that
again.
Yeah. So you lean with the Bills in this game, huh? So you think the Bills, listen, the Bills are a dangerous football team, right?
Yeah,
just point blank. I mean, and they seem to have like a little bit of luck on their side because Baltimore could have, should have tied the game, whatever. There are a lot of drop passes, just little miss, you know, the miss twos, stuff like that, just sort of caught up to them. But you know this. I mean, in any sport, you got to be lucky to win a championship, and they had some luck go their way.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs may have used up their luck throughout the regular season because they certainly double dipped at least as far as the luck goes this year. And, you know, I think on paper, I think these teams match up pretty well. I think the difference in this game is the running ability of Josh Allen. The Chiefs just don't have an answer for it, and nothing frustrates a defense more than getting somebody 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8. You got everybody covered. You get a little pass rush. Boom, there he goes for 12 yards up the middle, and we're resetting and we're going again. And that's, I think that is just demoralizing for a defense, and I think that's what they've got to worry about. You know, you saw in the first game where Buffalo had 4th and 2. Josh Allen not only picks up the first down, runs 26 yards for a touchdown. Yeah. Boom, that's your ball game right there. So that is a hell of a skill. It's amazing that he hasn't been hurt yet, but he's just a big old farm boy, and that's just how he rolls, man. And we're gonna have good weather. There's not gonna be a weather factor. It's gonna be like 40 degrees. So basically, like, you know, June in Canada for you guys, so that'll be nice. And
it's snowing in Pensacola, Florida, right now. It's nicer in some parts of Canada, most parts, to be honest. Josh Allen's rushing yard prop is 48.5 right now. And if there's ever a game, too, Josh is already in that, you know, get out of my way mode, I've got this. But if there's ever a game that he's going to full out sell out here, it's going to be this game. Like, he might have 48 yards rushing on the first drive. Like, he's just going to be running people over. And you know, like, every time there's a play, it's going to be, let's just put it in Josh's hands here, right? And like you said, and James Cook is a load to deal with. He's super fast, man, as you know, Scott. Like, the Bills' rushing attack is not easy to deal with right now.
They got to be able to set that edge. If they let him get outside, if they pinch inside and try to cheat and stop Allen, you get Cook outside, and it's going to be a long day for Kansas City. I'm loading up on Josh Allen props. I've got him over 230.5 passing yards. I've got him anytime touchdown, -110. I've got first touchdown, +600. I've got Mahomes under 24.5 rushing yards. This is a Bills defense. They changed the script there against Baltimore. They played man-to-man defense almost 55% of the time after playing at 22% of the time during the regular season. As you know, Gabe, a lot easier to run as a quarterback on a man-to-man defense because everybody turns their backs as they run down the field, leaving you those open lanes. And Kansas City, one of the teams that plays the most man-to-man defense in the NFL, I think Josh Allen will have a field day here.
And Josh has become really good at recognizing that, too. People, you could talk about his physical skill abilities, but the Bills are, I saw Orlovsky break it down about how difficult it is if you're a defense to stop this. Like, Josh is really good at reading the line of scrimmage and figuring it out. And then even after he snaps it, he could keep it, he can give it to Cook, or he could just dump it off. He could throw it. Like, he's running like this three option sort of on a play attack, and Josh is like in his zone. And if you turn your back on him, Josh takes off, like, point blank. All right, time's flying by here, Steenroller. Hitthepick.com. You can find Scott online, but and many other spots. But what about the Philadelphia and the and what about the total of the Chief and the Bills game?
I think it's too light.
Yeah, I agree.
I've got the over 48.5. There are three playoff games have landed 62, 78, of course, the overtime game, and then 51. This is a team, and, you know, we saw it last week where two great defenses play each other. It doesn't matter. It's the playoffs. Offenses are going to cook. They're going to pull out all the plays they've been saving all year. Kansas City does it. Buffalo does it. We're going to see the very best of these offenses, but defense be damned. I think we're going to see points.
Yeah, seven times they've played the Allen Mahomes era, and five of them have gone over 51 or more points, total 48 right now. All three playoff games that they played have gone over. 51 was the lowest point. Washington, Philly, who do you like in that one?
I got the Eagles at home laying the 6.5 right there. This is a team, the last time they played in Philly, Eagles put up 449 yards of total offense, 26 points. You know, they talk about the game in Washington. Well, of course, Jalen Hurts was gone for three and a half quarters of that game, so to me, that means nothing. I think this Eagles defense is finding their stride at the right time. I think the Eagles cover. Commander's going to put up their points. You can't shut them down, but I think the Eagles put up a 30-burger on this, and that'll get us over the total of 47.5.
So hitthepick.com, where can people find you online, Scott?
That's it. You can find it at hitthepick.com, at Steenroller. You can find me on X, Twitter, whatever. I'm also on YouTube as well, so check all those out.
Enjoy the game, Scott. Let's see how it plays out, my man.
Yeah, good luck, brother.
I would say good luck, but I'd be lying. Although you did that on so many Bills props.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I'm Moretzi. Australian Open men's semifinals, the first leg. We got Sinner and Shelton coming up next, but Zverev and the Joker are in action. First set right now, Joker up 3-2. And I should note, all right, actually, it's just went to 3-3 right now in the first set. So we got 3-3 in the first set. They've played a long time already, so fatigue could be a factor for Novak, actually. It's 3-3 and have already played for 38 minutes. That's a long time. This first set, bro, is going to be like an hour long. That's a long time for a set.
Great call, Morenci. And I'm going to give Zverev some respect to see the volleys, too, kind of keeping it in play. 38 minutes. We're already tied at three.
Plus, it looks hot there, too.
It does. It looks hot. We already have the 39.5 over, and that's a great strategy against Djokovic as a younger man. Zverev wants to extend this match. But, yeah, it's been great so far, man. This thing could go on all night.
Joe, I believe Joker's going to win. He was a -163 favorite. All right, let's bring in our boy Joe Gibbs right now. We've been talking about these games a lot. Let's talk about the officiating. And, Joe, you've been covering the refs. This is your thing. Last week, you know, the NFL sort of reached NBA-type level conspiracy theories. All right, people expect that from the NBA, right? Like star treatment, beneficial calls to markets. Like people are used to it in the National Basketball Association, but football's sort of been above it. Yet people have been buying into this. And is it true or is it just in people's heads, in your opinion?
Well, last week it was true. I mean, we all saw it. At least for that Saturday, it was absolutely true. The second call, actually both, the roughing the pass was bad, but the second call was egregious. The unnecessary roughness where the two Texans guys collided. I thought the Buffalo game was
They got 15 yards.
Exactly.
They got 15 yards for hitting each other, as I posted as it happened. Like, they literally hit each other. But let me ask you something, Joe, and I brought this up, and no one's really talking about it. But I brought it up like 2 weeks ago and in the playoffs, in the wild card round. I had never seen so many replay assists in my life before, Joe, right? And the game was flowing. It was like, oh, the ref got it wrong. And right away they said, oh, replay assist. And the play-by-play guy would praise the NFL and, oh, this is great. And, you know, this they're just, you know, they want to get the call right there, Jim, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they do their thing where they pat the league on the back. I noticed, though, last week, Joe, with all those controversial calls, there was no replay assist. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and that's what I said at the time about replay assist. I said, I don't mind it, but my problem is, it's like they choose when, it's like pardoning someone. They're choosing when to play God. It's like, no, the league will step in and say, no, you got it wrong, just move on. Yet now, you know, went so either do it all the time or don't do it. And then last week, when you had numerous chances, like the league could have really stepped in and said, listen, the two KC, the two Texans didn't hit Mahomes. They hit each other.
Right.
It's not a penalty. Pick up the flag. They didn't do it, though. Why is that, Joe? That's what bothers me. And that's like, I wonder, I'm like, funny how you guys replay assist on every damn play over the last like seven games until this one.
Yeah, there's no rhyme or reason to the way they operate, and there's really no transparency with the whole process. So, I mean, yeah, you're right on the point with what you're saying. Who knows what's going to happen this weekend? God only knows. But all I know is that, you know, you turn on these games, you got Taylor Swift in the box with Caitlin Clark. It's all choreographed. You tell them they just happen to run into each other at the stadium and come and sit in the box. You know what I'm saying?
I said the Texans should add Beyonce in the suite. Maybe they'll get some calls. If we're the Bills, all we could do, was give the Goo Goo Dolls a suite. And I said this. Yeah, like, we got the Goo Goo Dolls. Screw you, Taylor. Like, just, you know, have the Goo Goo Dolls, like, up there in a suite. Like,
hey,
like the Bills,
look what
like
is.
Jerseys.
The Pagulas. And the Goo Goo Dolls. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
Kim
you.
Pagula up there and Jessica Pagula. You know, we got to get our own little clique up going up there. And I'm not even kidding either. I would bring in, I said this years ago, as Travis Kelce, the girl that he left basically for Taylor Swift, she's pretty vengeful about it all because the Swifties go after her and stuff. So she came out and said this week, she goes, God, I hope the Buffalo Bills win this game. And I said this years ago, if I was the Bills, I'd invite her. I'd get her a suite. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'd invite Travis Kelce's ex-girlfriend to a private,
great
like,
idea.
I'd have her walking around the field before, like, just to get in his head a bit.
Nice.
Say, you know what, suck it. Like, yeah. Like, that's how I think, Ken.
I like your dirty tactics like you did at the Grey Cup. You got in the kicker's head, buddy.
Let's bring in his ex-girlfriend. Let's bring in, you want to get to him? Let's bring in his ex-girlfriend.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we've got some Super Bowl odds for you here, no matter who's playing. So we'll just blast through this if people are unaware of this, and you can get your bets in advance if you want. The Buffalo Bills would be 1.5-point favorites over the Philadelphia Eagles. The total is 47.5. The Buffalo Bills would be 4.5-point favorites over the Washington Commanders. The total, 53.5. The Kansas City Chiefs would be 1-point favorites over the Philadelphia Eagles. Total, 45.5, and the Kansas City Chiefs would be 4.5-point favorites over the Washington Commanders. Total, 49.5. Joe, any impressions on the hypothetical Super Bowl matchups and odds I just gave people?
I like the Eagles over the Bills, and that Commanders-Bills potential, that has the potential for a shootout. In that dome, on that fast track, that would be a fun game.
That's what I'm hoping for. 1991 revenge. Washington, bring it on. Even though I say that now, that'd be dangerous as hell. I'm just saying, yeah. So I've been using your numbers and telling people to go to your page, Joe. And I've been telling people all week. So Cleet Blakeman is the referee here, and It appears as though that the NFL didn't want any sort of, you know, they don't want that controversy this week. And I said this week, I'm like, listen, the Houston Texans are kind of nobodies. There's a reason why they're on the first, like, Saturday of the game, the playoffs all the time. They don't have a big fan base. They don't have a big star. Like, they're not going to get calls from the league no matter who the freak they were playing. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, right. Like, now they're not going to screw Josh Allen. Josh Allen's super popular. The Bills are a big-time, fun, good feel-good story. Plus, America generally wants the Buffalo to win the damn game, Joe. So what do you think of the fact that they made Cleet Blakeman the official? And how about this, guys? Home teams are an NFL worst, 5-11 straight up with Cleet Blakeman this year.
Right. Let me put it to you this way. It wasn't an accident that Cleet Blakeman got this game. It was done specifically to get him on there, and I'll tell you why. I ran through, there's 17 options. There's 17 different referees you could pick. The league didn't sit up there in Park Avenue on the office and spin a wheel and just happen to land on Cleet Blakeman, believe me. Okay, so if I ran through all the numbers, as you just pointed out, it's 5-11, the worst in the NFL. Cleet Blakeman's crew, 53.5% of penalties on the home team this season, number one in the league. The Chiefs with Mahomes and Reed don't have a great record with him. Buffalo does have a good record with him. So what that does is it takes away the narrative of the Chiefs getting all the favoritism. You think about that this week. If John Hussey was on the game, who's a great home field referee, people would be crying holy hell over this. But the league has taken the narrative away of the Chiefs being, you know, favored in some way with Cleet Blakeman on the game.
All right, so let's talk about the Philadelphia game and Washington. What about Sean Hockley? Because if I'm a Washington fan, like, is there something to it that the Eagles are 6-0 with Hockley, or is it just that the Eagles are good? Like, we know a lot about Cleet Blakeman. What do we know about Sean Hockley besides his father like to go to the gym and show off his muscles with his arms? We know that.
Sandpipes.
So does the son.
And we know that Sean Hockley also seemed to climb the NFL ladder pretty fast for a guy.
Yeah. You know,
little good bit call. Of nepotism going on here, it seems to me, but nevertheless.
No doubt. But there's two things with Hockley. If I was the Commanders, I would be very annoyed at this particular assignment. If you remember back to week 15, the Commanders down at New Orleans, and Hockley was on that game. It was the only game he did this season with those with the Commanders. But they botched the game clock at the end.
There was a play that never should have even ran. You're right. They were, did that touchdown never should have even freaking counted. You're right. That game. I didn't realize that was them.
Brutal.
So that was hockey league. So if I'm the Commander's ownership, I'm crying foul on his being assigned to this game to begin with. But put that aside, the Eagles, this is the Sirianni Hurts era, 6-0 straight up, 3-2-1 against the spread with hockey league. And yes, there is a reason for this. I've seen multiple sites that put this number out this week. They don't give a reason why. They just run the numbers. My opinion is whenever you have a show on a hockey league, there's a major emphasis on the offensive line. Okay, so what do you need a hockey league crew? A good offensive line. What do the Eagles have? A great offensive line. So the Eagles are +2 in those six games, +2 penalty average per game over their opponents, and most of those come at the line of scrimmage primarily via the offensive line. So that's why they do so well with hockey league crews. The focus on the offensive penalties, the Eagles are well positioned to navigate that.
What I've been talking about it, Joe, about Jalen Hurts today, and clearly he doesn't seem to be 100%. Nobody is at this time of the year, but Dr. Chow, who's a regular on Sports Grid, posted a picture of the video and said he's going to play, but he's far from 100%. Sal Palantonio, who covers the Eagles today, said if they had to play today, it could be a problem. He's far from 100%, even though he was a full participant in practice today.
Yeah, I mean, you saw that injury last week, and straight away you're like, oh, that's not good. And I was amazed he actually came back in the game. They're going to have to rally. It's going to go through the strength of the team for the Eagles is the offensive line. Everybody knows. So it's a matter of rallying around, focusing on running the ball. You got the best running back in the game, arguably. It's either him or Derrick Henry. Washington's offensive line has major injury with Cosme, the guard. So you get a hockey league crew, they get a little flag happy with those offensive holding calls and stuff with a weakened offensive line for Washington. I think Philly knows what they have to do. Run the ball, establish it at the line of scrimmage. You got the best offensive line in the game. And, they've had success with this guy. I think they win, but they've been their own worst enemy in the playoffs, Philadelphia. They should have beaten the Packers handily. They should have beaten the Rams handily. But both games sort of came down to the wire. And I wouldn't be surprised if that happens again this week. But I still do like Philly, but maybe not to cover.
That's the thing with Philadelphia, Cam.
Yeah.
It's hard to see them losing, but at the same point in time, it's like last week, I was like, you know what? They're probably going to find a way to survive this. The Rams, and I sort of saw it in my head, the Rams will be close and they'll turn it over late or something. But doesn't mean you want to be laying the points with them, right? The whole thing is, a lot of times these teams that overachieve, like Washington, eventually they get blown out, right? Yeah. Where it's like, yeah, we're in over our heads now. But I don't really think they're in over their heads. But the Eagles do just find ways to win. But let's be real. You just said it, Joe. Their offensive line is awesome. Their defensive line, is they win the trenches, and they have Saquon Barkley. Right, so Washington, if they can, and easier said than done, but if they can just sort of contain Saquon Barkley, and if Washington's offense can put some touchdowns on the board, make Philadelphia have to throw the football a little bit, they could have a chance to win the game outright, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing, no one's really talked about this, is the aspect of the pressure on each team. All the pressure is on Philadelphia on Sunday. Bill Belichick said this. Sometimes playing these AFC championships at home, it's good to be at home, obviously. You feel that pressure of being at home, having to win the game. So you think about Philadelphia Sunday compared to Washington. There's no pressure on Washington. They could lose 35-10. Everyone's going to be patting them on the back for a great season. So whereas Philly, if they lose, all hell breaks loose.
They're going to want to fire Sirianni if they lose.
Yeah. And they also beat this team in the second meeting with 5 turnovers. I know they scored that touchdown at the end of the game and Hurts got hurt, but that's still 5 turnovers? Like, Washington's a different team now, too. They're playing with house money and they're confident. Like, the Eagles have to play a clean game, man. You don't want to play the Commanders right now. They're lethal.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Philly's been very choppy the last 2 games. Very fortunate to win last week. I wouldn't be surprised to see the same thing this week. They look good. They look like they're going to win, but you get down to that fourth quarter and it's close.
Yeah.
Joe Gibbs, NFL Ref Stats 1. You can get more in detail data.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Information from Joe Sharp Football as well. Joe, always a pleasure, my man. Thanks for the insight as always. And we'll catch up with you before the Super Bowl. Enjoy the games this week.
Thanks, guys. Good luck.
There's Joe Gibbs with us. Great stuff with Joe. Lakers up 74-62 on the Boston Celtics. Celtics down 12.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I'm Renzi. Thanks to Joe Gibbs for joining us. We've got some good NFL guests and info tonight. As it's hard to believe, one more show for us tomorrow night before the big games. Last week, I went out to a Bills Mafia bar in Vancouver, Mahoney and Sons. And beautiful establishment right on the water, like on the ocean and the boats. It's like a high-end little marina type of deal. Like people like during, it's funny, it's like got a real tailgate feel to it. There were a bunch of Eagle fans there too. And Eagle fans had a football and they're throwing a football around in the parking lot. Like there, everyone's going out to blaze all game. Like, and they all kept bringing the football out and outside and they're throwing the football and it's bouncing around. There's like, you know, BMWs and like Ferraris around. There's all these like really nice cars. There's all these like yuppies giving all these like drunk football fans. Like it's a big mix. Yeah. Like there's like this yuppie marina. Yeah. You had like 400 drunk football fans, like all piling in and out for like 6 hours of this game. So Bills Mafia going to be there again this week, but it's seriously packed for real. And I enjoyed it. I like to go. Normally I'm on the air for these games. I haven't been on for the Buffalo Bill game. So I figured, all right, I'll go out and enjoy the game. But the thing is, I got there for the Rams and Eagles game. So, in other words, I was sitting there drinking at a sports bar for, like, 7 hours.
Yeah.
So, by the time, like, we were in the fourth quarter of the Bills game, like, I was kind of, like, just pretty dialed up. Like,
and, sir, did you lose your Buffalo Bills hat in my Uber? Yes.
Unfortunately, that's all I lost. Like, no, it wasn't that bad. I remember people did buy me a lot of drinks. I had a lot of people coming up. Hey, Morency, go Bills. Nice to meet you and stuff. They were getting drinks, but, like, my bill was only $150, so it's not too bad.
That's good.
I gave a $50 tip. I was in a good mood. I was like, yeah, here's just $200. I'm on the way out. But I'm thinking about going back again this week. But you got to, if you're for people that are going, you got to get there extremely early. Like I said, it's a really nice spot. It's not, it's a Bills bar. So, like, there's Bill stuff everywhere. There's Bill's flags, and there's like it's like Bills, like 1,000,000%. But other football fans were there too. Like I said, there were a bunch of Eagle fans watching the Eagles. There was even Ram. There was a couple of Ram fans there. Ram fan was getting pretty mouthy and stuff. And I told him, I said, dude, you're not in Philadelphia, but Eagle fans are Eagle fans. I said, I wouldn't mouth off to them too much.
Exactly.
The guy was there by himself too. Like, some, like older that's dude. He was like mouthing off to Eagle fans.
Bad
I was
move.
Like, dude. Yeah, I just casually told him, I said, bro, I wouldn't keep on picking on those guys. Like, I wouldn't because I was sitting next to them and I could tell they were getting a little irritated by it all. So this tennis match right now, great stuff. They're going back and forth, sort of like expected. Something's got to give here, but if you're Djokovic, this has got to be a little bit of a concern, even though the guy's just a machine. Even though he's older right now. But as I stated earlier, it took him 38 minutes to play 6 games, which is an incredibly long time. Joker's now up 5-4 in the first set, but he's down 30-love right now. So Zverev is about to win this one, and they're going to go to a tiebreaker here in the first freaking set of this match. But they're already over an hour right now, 1 hour and 1 minute played for them. That's a long freaking time, man, for the first set. Well, like I said, it's still 5-4. This thing, like, this first set might take 1 hour and 20 minutes. Like, as crazy as that sounds.
It's incredibly long, and it's been great. And as I said before, Gabe, just watching this, look at the rallies and what they're doing. And Zverev and Djokovic are trying to extend the other guy. And it's like, basically, it's just tit for tat right now. Punch back, punch back. It's tied. It's one of those things. And I'll tell you, I think this thing's going the distance. I like the fact that we got in our total, because I think it's going to be like this all night. A key break is going to actually probably break this match, and right now nobody's giving an inch. This has been absolutely fantastic right now. Very even.
I bet over 39.5. It's 43.5. 43.5 right now. We're at 5-5, so we're going to get that big quick start. But as it goes, you always got to be careful. There could, you know, somebody could tap out after if they're down big in one of the sets. The sun is an issue here too. I heard the players talking about this earlier in the week. The analyst does was, who was it? Caroline, or what's her name? Rory McIlroy's former wife.
Wozniacki.
Caroline Wozniacki. She's doing color on this stuff now. And she brought it up about yesterday. You could see with the woman, like Madison Keys and Swiatek, the sun was like a real problem for them. Like the sun was in their eyes. It was hot, but it was more so, it was like blinding them at times. And she brought it up. Like she basically said, this is the only major where you got to deal with the sun. You know, the U.S. opens in September. It's not like blinding sun or anything. Like the U.S. Open, you're dealing with weed and planes flying over you.
Yeah.
Right? Like Wimbledon is same thing. It's like the stadium. Yeah. It's always raining there anyways. Like it's not. So she was saying this is the only tournament where sun is an issue. Like, you know what I mean? And the only major tournament, she said. Because obviously in the summer, it gets hot at them. But you know what I mean? Like she was talking about the Grand Slam events, that this is the only one where sun, like, and she was basically saying, you better be good at playing in the sun and this stuff, because if you're not, it's going to be a problem for you.
Big time. And the thing is, I think both of these guys...
It's sort of like the ball. It's like there's shadows. The shadows haven't happened yet, but if you look right now, look where, like, Zverev is standing. He's sort of in the shade. He's half in the shade, half in the sun right now. So eventually, it's going to start to expand a bit, and you're in the shade, and the ball is coming from the sun. And, you know what I mean? The dynamics. And this is, it's a lot like baseball, except this tennis ball is coming even faster than a freaking baseball is. Like a baseball is coming in at 100 miles an hour. These tennis shots, I mean, dear God, I just saw one of them. The last one was 197 kilometers an hour. That's like an F1 car, guys. Like I was at the Davis Cup in Vancouver last year. So all the top players, except for there was a few of them weren't there. But anyways, like the world-class stuff. And it's amazing. Like you'll see, I don't even know how these guys return these serves. Like when you actually see it in person, you're like, holy crap. Like the ball just like, it's a freaking, like just a blur. Like it's just a blur. And it's sort of like goalies. The player returning, it just sort of hopes to get the racket on it type of deal. And then you look at the clock. You look at the
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You know what I mean? The speed of it. You're like, holy crap. 100, 200 miles, 200 kilometers an hour.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We got a poll question up on my X account here at Sports Rage. Who are you taking to win the AFC Conference Championship game? Nice and simple. So far, 201 responses. The Buffalo Bills have gotten 66% so far. Last week, it was pretty one-sided with Buffalo as well. I do have a lot of Bills fans that follow me, but not that many that it affects the vote, really. But the Bills, 66.2% to 33.8% right now. But we got a good tweet here from Max, Max Gray, Clutch Gray on Twitter. Feels like a cheap spot. Too many people hoping the Bills win. Think everyone understands the Goliath KC. Most people just don't want to see it continue. And it's kind of a good point in a sense. And I saw somebody sent me a picture, a still shot of one of the ESPN shows today. And it was Orlovsky and McCourty and another guy. Who's the third dude? Whoever the third guy was. It was three former NFL players on a panel. And every one of them, and it was one of those shots where they had this pick underneath. Oh, and every one of them picked Buffalo. And KC, Mahomes sees this stuff. Like, all these players, like, generally, you know, it depends on the sport and stuff, but there's certain players that see stuff. Like, Kevin Durant's on X all day. Like, Durant used to have burners. Now he doesn't even have a burner account. He just posts to people. And he even said that other star players said to him, why do you respond to people that are nobodies? They were like, why do you, like, they were like, we see you talking to people on X all the time. They're like, you know, these people are just losers. Why do you do it? And Kevin Durant told a story the other day on Twitter. He goes, a lot of people, like, think I'm crazy for talking to you guys, but he goes, you guys are actually the fans of this league. And he goes, you know, he goes, I don't always agree with you and stuff, but he goes, I respect what you guys say. And Durant, like, it's funny because a couple of years ago, Durant was known as, like, Durant used to argue with, like, 12-year-old kids and stuff. Like, Durant, like, you're a loser, lives at home. Like,
you know, like, I love it. Like,
great. That's like Trevor Bauer got into it once. Yeah. Trevor Bauer's like, you're a loser that lives at home with your mother in a basement. And the kid responded. He goes, I do. I'm 12 years old.
Yeah, and, like, so but,
and the kid like, showed the whole thing. And it was like Bauer gets into it with a 12-year-old kid. The kid goes, yeah, I do. I'm 12 years old. Like, I'm just a big baseball fan. Bauer's like, you're a big loser that lives at home with your mother. He's like, yeah,
I taking out a 12-year-old. Man, it's so good.
But KD used to get into it and send messages to people on Twitter. Like, he'd get into it with fans. But now he's upfront about it. So I like that. But Mahomes sees all this stuff. Like, Mahomes knows when they're an underdog. So he can't feed off of that now because they're not underdogs. So I'm sure that bothered him. So the Chiefs are actually favored in the football game. But the majority of people in the media and former players, and as I stated earlier, like, Humphreys on the Ravens hates everybody, that guy. And he said on his show this week, he goes, I don't care who beats them. Like, if it's the Eagles or the Bills or the Commanders, he goes, I don't care. Yeah. Somebody's got to beat them. And other Raven players were telling the Bills that too. You know, beat KC and just, like, finish this off, right? Like, actually, the Chiefs know this, right? The Chiefs, and especially championship-caliber teams, they need something to feed off of.
Yes.
Like, they need, like, a fake motivation. Like, no, Joker's the perfect example. You know, I'll get mad at the Australian TV station. I'll make them the villain for a week, and I'll get fired up, and then I'll find a new target, and, oh, I didn't like a question. Like, they all, Ben Shelton did it this week, called out the media. Like, you got to create sort of a little bit of a villain. Danielle Collins did it where she became the villain, and she said after, I was just trying to get fired up. So, you know, you sort of need it, some of these players. And Mahomes going to see all this stuff, and so is Andy Reid, and they're going to play it up that, hey, we're the two-time defending champions. Everybody talks about Josh Allen. Nobody talks about Mahomes. We beat them all the time, yet everybody wants them to beat us. That's a bad spot for Buffalo. Like, Buffalo truly are America's team right now.
I know. I wish they weren't. And that's the problem. I, you know what I mean? And the way Kansas City played last week against Houston, Gabe, just a problem. Not even bringing their best, but finding ways to win, too. That's the whole thing. And I'll tell you, you're right, though. You don't want to ever count these guys out. The Chiefs always seem to find a way, but we're on Buffalo.
I told you guys earlier in the week that the Celtics right now, I'm not saying the Celtics have problems or anything like that, but like I said, Jason Tatum the other day was spending more time looking at girls in the stands. This is a team that's going through an emotion. They're getting waxed by the Lakers. Other than that, you're on your own. We'll see you on the Freak Show later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.